Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. You went to Italy, based there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So talk about, you came right into the middle of that European war theater, right, when you got in. Talk about your life experience there.
Yeah, I started flying missions on June 16th, 1944, and finished on September 12th. We were right in the midst of the heavy bombing campaign against the Germans. Our object was to bomb strategic targets, which meant oil refineries, factories that made tanks or ball bearings or airplanes, strategic, way ahead of the troops. Of course, the bombing was tough because the anti-aircraft fire was tough. The German fighters were tough, and it was kind of a tough life. Yeah. But we were so well trained. I thought the training was magnificent. And one of the things in the training was the discipline that we learned. Now, I had been highly disciplined in my home. My mother would have made a good drill sergeant in the Marines. She was really a disciplinarian, and that paid off well for me in the military. She set a good example. She was a real follower of Jesus Christ, and I wasn't at that time. In fact, while I was flying those missions, I used to pray to God and say, you know, if you get me through this, I'll help you out when I get back, as if the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills needed my help. But then 31 years later, at age 51, I became a follower of Jesus Christ. And that's changed my life drastically. It's made my life much better, and it's... In fact, now at age 90, this is the best time in my life.
Wow. Bob, I want to get, we'll come back and talk more about your story of coming to faith in Christ. I'm sure that you, you know, every time you went out on a mission, though, there was, risk that you wouldn't return. Now, talk about maybe just, you know, how did you prepare for that? And you probably experienced some crews that didn't come back.
So. Yes, we did, but... When you're 20 years old, you always think it's going to be the other guy that gets it. And so I it seemed confident in my mind that I was going to make it. And we had a marvelous crew, and particularly the crew commander, the pilot, was a very mature guy. He was 28 years old, and that was good for us young fellas, because he had some experience in life that was good for us.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.